seeing by the faces of the other masters that his only choice was to agree or watch his fellows plan a disastrous raid, he steepled his fingers and nodded.
We're going to recover Valen and Gisela very soon, I promise you, he said. But I'd like to do it without starting an all-out war with Chief Dalla.
I don't see how that will be possible.
It was Kyle Katarn who said this, and coming as it did from one of the Council's most careful and deliberate thinkers, it was a statement that hit like a punch to the gut.
Natasi Dalla is a woman of her convictions, and it's her conviction that the Jedi must be reined in. Unless you intend to allow that...
Katarn paused and tilted his head in inquiry. When Kenth responded with only a quick headshake, Katarn continued,
"Then it will be necessary to confront her."
He turned and ran his gaze around the circle of masters.
"The only thing we don't know is how soon." Kenth could have kicked Katarn.
Instead, he turned to the other masters and spoke in a deliberately calm voice.
What Master Katarn says may be true, but don't we owe it to the Order, the Alliance, and the citizens of Coruscant to at least try to avoid war?
He looked to the two masters likely to be most concerned about an outbreak of violence, Cam and Tian Solasar.
We have only just forced Dalla to lift the siege. Remember, she may believe that we were the ones behind the assassination attempt on Admiral Boitu. Let's give her a little time to discover the truth and realize she's still standing on the brink of a very nasty fight. Let's see if we can't make her blink, shall we?
When the entreaty was met with silence rather than objections, Kenth realized he had bought a few precious days for Boitu to recover. He breathed a silent sigh of relief and steeled himself to take up the next item on the agenda. The Stealth X strike force they had been trying to launch to reinforce Luke. And that, of course, was the moment when the door opened and Han and Leia Solo marched into the chamber.
No wonder she wants hostages,
Han said, already striding toward the holonet control console.
You're not gonna believe this.
Kenth scowled at Leia.
Jedi Solo, haven't I asked you and your husband not to barge into council meetings repeatedly?
The Masters need to see this,
Leia replied, not even bothering to pretend she was apologetic.
There's a freedom march on Blaudu Sextus.
Where?
Kenth had never even heard of the planet, and he could not imagine why a protest there would be important enough to interrupt a meeting of the Jedi Council.
Jedi Solo, if this is just an excuse to...
In the Regulan system,
Han interrupted.
Out near Dubrava.
Dubrava? Kip asked, turning in his chair.
I didn't know there was anything near Dubrava.
Barab 1 is near Dubrava.
Saba's dark eyes fell on Kip and remained there, as though she considered anyone who did not know the galactography of her home sector a potential meal.
It is in the Albanan sector, along with Hidden Tigur, Blaudu Octus, and of course, Blaudu Sextus.
Oh, that Blaudu Sextus, Kip said, nodding as though he had merely needed reminding.
Of course.
Saba assisted him, then directed her attention to the circle in general.
Blaudu Sextus invites slave labor from Blaudu Octus.
She turned back toward the Solos.
Is it the Octusi on the march?
You guessed it,
Han said.